else there, that the mule really wasn't going to stop.
Doc, jump!
Doc dove sideways, landing clumsily on his shoulder, dropping his gun, narrowly avoiding a vicious nip from Judas's curved yellow teeth as he fell. The animal skidded to a halt, turning his head from side to side as if he had momentarily lost sight of his prey. Doc was sprawled on his back, dazed by the attack. Suki moved quickly to stand between the helpless man and the animal, holding out her left hand toward the mule.
Here, come to me, Judas. Now!
Judas hesitated, his flank shuddering with the effort of his charge up the hillside. The mule's eyes were bloodshot, rolling in the deep caverns of his angular skull. Slowly, very slowly, it lowered its head and began to walk toward the woman. Doc scrambled to his feet, fumbling around for the gold-engraved Lama. He found the weapon and held it in his right hand, waiting to see if he was going to need it. Suki ignored him.
Come on, Judas. You clever animal, coming all this long way to find us. You must need some good grass and some fresh water.
She patted Judas on the neck as he reached her, then turned to Doc.
Shall I tie it with the horses?
Keep it away. Judas spooks them.
And so, another day in Deathlands had begun.
Time to start thinking about what we do now.
I don't see much hope of getting back to the house. Not for a long while.
Half-life of rat poison could be forever.
Well, we got the wagon some fuel. I reckon enough to take us 400 or 500 miles.
I'm for trying out these jumps you told me about. Would have made traveling a lot easier in the good old days.
Jumps aren't that easy. We still don't have any idea of how to control them. Can't tell where we might finish up. Once it was in Russia. Another time it was on one of those circling space stations you hear about from old books and vids.
Makes you feel sick, like when you roll all the way down a steep hillside.
My hill rolling days are well past me, son.
With the land wagon, the horses, we could go most anywhere we wanted. I got a sister, last I heard, was living in Hope Springs. Could we go visit her?
We'll do what most of us agree. That has always been our way. If we are to enter the Devil's Cauldron of the Mattrans Chamber, then we shall go the Lord knows where. I doubt that it will be Hope Springs.
Frontier pest hole. I was there years ago. They had a breakout of black shit fever. Wouldn't want to go back there again. Not for a bag of jack.
Well, I only got one relative that I know of, and if that's where she lives, then that's where I think I should go.
My dear madam, you shall go where you wish.
You'd come with me?
I think it is best to postpone such a decision until it becomes necessary.
You said you went into the hills because you were tired of your friends, Doc.
Not quite true. I was far more tired of myself, tired of the life that the White Coats had condemned me to. These people here, my friends and companions, are all that I now hold dear, and who have sustained me through the long days and nights of darkness.
I thought you cared for me, Doc.
If the rest of you will excuse us, Suki and I will take a short walk together, perhaps to the top of the ruined dam. Look at the river and the hills, and discuss our lives and what we...
She'll come with us. Woman can't do without a man.
If I were into betting, trader, I'd lay good odds that you're wrong.
Come on. Too many words and not enough talking.
Well, I'm keen to jump, having heard so much about it.
Let's jump, Dad. I'm tired of this place anyway.
My wife and baby gone. Nothing left for me here.
Could be interesting to drive up north and take a look around the Rockies.
I agree with John. Get in the jump chamber in the guts of some sepulcher of a redoubt, and you never know how things will turn out.
Doc and Suki had been away, out of sight of the others. When they returned, Christy noticed that the buttons on Doc's shirt had been unfastened and rebuttoned in the wrong order. There were also marks of red sand on the back of the woman's dark blue jacket that had resisted attempts to brush them clean. Plus, Doc had a hickey the size of a canned ham on his neck.
Well, Doc, what have you and the little lady decided?
We have discussed the matter at some length, thank you, trader. Our decision is that we will go with the majority, while both reserving the right to alter our minds at some undecided future date.
I'd still like to see my sister. Gotta do that someday.
And so you will, my priceless pearl of the undiscovered Indies.
Told you, Christy.
It breaks down that five, me included, are kind of definite about wanting to go and make another jump out of here. Two are less certain, and Doc and Suki will go along with the majority. That means we go.
The nearest redoubt was the one that had auto-destructed, nearly killing them all, when first they'd met again with Jack and his bride. It wasn't that far from where they were camped, and there was enough room in the Volvo Landwag for all of them.
It means taking our leave of Judas. This time for good, Doc.
I greet that news with the oddest mix of emotions that ever plagued a man.
Could always put a bullet through its skull. That way you know it won't suffer in any way.
I think not. But I appreciate the generosity of spirit that lies behind the offer, my friend. It is the rest of the wildlife of New Mexico that should walk from here on in fear and trembling.
We'll let the horses go as well. Jack reckons that there are a number of wild mules in the hills. Figure Judas could find himself cock of the heap. Get a harem of pretty little ladies at his beck and call. Come back here in 10 years or so, and you won't be able to move without stepping on one of his brood.
Yes. Allow me a few moments to bid the creature farewell.
The horses were released, running free as soon as Jack removed their bridles. Everyone else was breaking camp and loading the wag, except Doc, who was standing near the mule, keeping himself carefully out of reach of hooves and teeth. He was talking to the animal, and once he plucked out his swallow's eye kerchief and dabbed at his face with it.
That old fool Sunstoop, piping his eyes over a mule.
For once, why don't you keep your opinion to yourself, traitor?
Well, forgive me for living, slut.
Christy and Mildred both opened their mouths, catching each other's eye, but kept quiet, suspecting that anything said would make the tension worse. Doc untied the rope, and for a moment the big mule just stood there, his head half turned to peer at Doc, as if he suspected some sort of a trick. Even when Doc patted him on the flank, encouraging him to go, Judas still didn't try to move away from him.
Five gets you one, it bites him.
Wrong. Look.
I'll be damned. Move over. St. Francis of Assisi. Here comes St. Theophilus Tanner.
Judas belied his normally vicious and malevolent nature, rubbing his head against Doc's legs, allowing Doc to throw his arms around his neck and hug him. Once again, the swallow's eye kerchief came into use. Finally, reluctantly, Judas took a few hesitant steps away from Doc. Doc walked slowly back to the waiting landwag and his friends. His cheeks were still wet with tears. He then joined the others by the landwag.
I had not thought that I would regret that parting. Still, it was well done. Now, let us move on and speed ourselves elsewhere.
The afternoon was nearly done, the sun hanging low on the western horizon, the shadows of the Volvo truck stretching far ahead of it down the dusty trail. Ryan was taking a turn at the wheel, JB sitting at his side.
There's that big comm dish, the one that saved our lives when the mountain blew out.
Ryan had already spotted the battered, rusting orange hulk of the communications receiver that lay on its side at the bottom of the steep, rugged hillside.
Should be inside by dark.
Jump straight away?
Why not?
No reason.
The redoubt got wrecked, didn't it?
JB took off his spectacles and began to polish the lenses.
Yeah, no cooking or sleeping facilities up there. Not now. Let's just do the climb and do the jump. The sooner the better.
They found that the original entrance to the military complex had been wiped away by the explosion, and the way in was through a great scar in the raw rock. It was concealed from below by the angle and gradient of the mountainside,